Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin. It's a real tough time for people on the hunt for a new job. Around 80% of people out of work say they're having a real rough go of it right now on the hunt for a new gig. New study finds only 23% of them say they still have motivation to keep it up. More than 30% say they flat out stopped looking. On today's Ask the Experts, we're joined by our jobs expert, Julie Bauke from the Bauke Group. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. Thanks for the time.
Sure.
You know, we talk about unemployment numbers and how, you know, unemployment numbers kind of flat or down low. Do these numbers take into the fact the number of people that just said, I'm not going to look for work?
Yeah. So the unemployment rate is determined by how many people are on unemployment benefits. So if you have not yet filed for unemployment benefits or your unemployment benefits have run out, you do not count in that number anymore. So it's a little bit of a misleading number. And so the people who've said, I'm out of severance, I'm out of unemployment benefits, and I just don't know what to do anymore, they will not show up in those unemployed numbers. That's the only way we get that number. One of the things that we've talked about in the past, you know, I've worked in the world of people who are unemployed for 28 years now. And the complaints and the things people are struggling with, it's always true. There are some new factors in the job market we're in now, but job search is demoralizing. It saps every bit of confidence that you have. It is ups and downs galore. And I say this as someone who's worked with people who are at the absolute top of their game, reputation and performance wise and everything. And so it's not, especially if you're a really top performer, this is an especially difficult time because you start to say, wait a minute, all that great feedback I've gotten all these years, people must have been not telling me the truth. I'm not good. And so it's very hard on your emotions. Yes.
And you throw in the latest technologies of today. So many people, and we don't know the numbers yet, how many people are losing their jobs to AI and how many people are actually incorporating AI into their searches?
Yeah. And so it again, it's one of those double-edged swords. So first of all, part of why people are so, even employed people, there's this term AI dread. They just have AI dread. They don't know, is AI going to take their job or is it going to change their job to the point where they don't like it anymore. Maybe you like your job, but you're not sure what AI is going to do. And all of that, it's like you feel like you're sitting in this rowboat getting ready to go off the cliff, getting ready to go off Niagara Falls. And you know it's coming, but you don't know when. And so it's that anxiety to say, well, how is this going to impact me? It is going to impact every job, but it isn't going to take every job. But the extent to which and how it's going to affect us, we don't know. Nobody knows. And it's the unknowing that adds the anxiety.
The other part of that, of course, is, you know, new technology has always caused a lot of dread for people. You just talk about the incorporation of more fancier computers and social media and other kinds of apps. There's been change coming in technology in the working world. A lot of people have dreaded it.
Yeah. And, you know, this reminds me very early when I started working with people who just lost their jobs. It was really when you could not exist without being at least semi-computer proficient. And I remember a guy coming into my office. He was an attorney and he had a legal pad. And he said, if I can't do everything I need to do in my next job with this legal pad and a pen, I'm going to retire. And I said, okay, I'm really glad you have the money to retire because that's what you're going to have to do. And he did. And I also saw a stat about there are people that are looking at this, people who are older, of course, and who have the means have been saying, I'm going to retire because whatever this is going to mean for me, I'm not here for it anymore. And so we are seeing some of that with people who are old enough and have the means to do so. But there's an awful lot of people who don't.
And the other issue, this is like a complete 180 from just a few years ago when companies couldn't find enough people. And that turnaround is so quick.
Yes, it is. I mean, we can remember this clearly, even though COVID and all that kind of that crazy job market, it was simply 5 years ago. It feels like in some ways it was 100 years ago. But it is. And so that's what I was talking about. The pendulum will always keep swinging in the job market. And you have to pay attention to that. There is no such thing as a job for life or job security. It is gone, gone, gone. And you have to pay attention to what's in demand. And so as you look, let's say you say, if you say, you know what, I'm retiring in a year, I think I can hang on. Great, maybe you can. But for the rest of the people who are saying, yeah, if I could just make it for 5 to 7 more years, don't even begin to hold on to that. You have to figure out, let's say you're a claims adjuster and AI hasn't started to impact how you do your job. It is up to you to go look at other, maybe insurance companies. How are other insurance companies using AI in their claims department? You have to be ready for it. You can't hide under your desk and hope it misses you. And this is what a lot of people do, is they want things to stay the way they've always been. And I know it is super scary. I get it.
Are we talking about AI? Talk about the incorporation of AI into actually looking for the job.
So this is, again, this is that it's a great way to maybe tell your story. So start with that. So start with whatever app you use, whichever AI tool you use, and say, you can put your resume into it and say, help me create a tell me about yourself statement. Help me take the way I describe this job and make it sound better. So you can use it to help move up, move faster. However, the other side of that is recruiters and company people are saying, oh my gosh, all these people are sending us these cover letters and resumes, and they all look alike. Because we're looking for a purchasing manager, let's say, and we get 100 applicants, if you've got half of those people saying, well, I think ChatGPT can do a better resume, and you don't take what you get from AI and read over it and massage it and make sure it really looks like you, you're going to be thrown away. There's something unique you bring to the market, and we aren't very good at identifying what that is and selling in that. But if all you are doing is sitting online and applying for jobs, you're going to be unemployed for a long time, because two-thirds or more of people get their jobs through someone they know or someone they meet. So you have to be out among the peeps.
How soon is it going to be that people that are using AI to apply for jobs find out that they don't get the jobs thanks to AI?
I mean, it's gonna be. So I was reading an article about this, one of those very kind of thoughtful academic articles that talks about what does the future of work really look like? And there's a big gap between, let's say I'm a purchasing analyst and I have a job that right now I'm not using AI at all. Starting on Monday, you're not going to switch to you're using it 100%. There has to be there ha it has to Here's the challenge. It has to go slow enough. The adoption of AI has to go slow enough so that people and systems and processes can catch up. And so that people can be reskilled, people can learn what they need to learn. But when you compare that to the pace at which AI has gotten smarter and smarter and smarter, in a very short period of time, it's gone from, oh yeah, I can tell that was AI generated, to I can't tell at all. So I think the temptation is to jump into adoption. But remember, adoption and integration of AI tools and systems has to actually be done by human beings. And if they don't know what they're doing and they don't know how to really maximize it and they don't slow down, it's gonna cause more problems than it solves. And that's what I think is the fear.
It's the same thing with computers. It's garbage in, garbage out. I mean, it's got to be put in with computer programming as well. Julie Balke, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's
Take
Julie
care.
Balke from the Balke Group on today's Ask the Expert, North Texas.